Commentator Frank DeFord has been thinking about the victims of a terrorist attack, one that was carried out decades ago.
The spectacular modern global terrorism that's been so prominent lately can best be dated from 1972 in sports, when 11 Israeli Olympians were murdered at the Munich Games. We may take some solace, though, that after 43 years, the construction of a monument to the Israelis has finally begun, to be unveiled next October. Pointedly and poignantly, it stands barely more than 100 yards from where the Israelis were first taken hostage. Of course, we have to ask again, why in the world did it take more than four decades for the International Olympic Committee to build a memorial? Part of the problem has been the IOC leadership. Avery Brundage was president at the time of the massacre, a pompous anti-Semite. His successor was the amiable but ineffectual Lord Kelanin, then Juan Antonio Samaranch, a heartless self-promoter, and he was followed by Jacques Roga, a cipher of a president who would whine, "I don't think the time is right," whenever the memorial proposal was broached. What time would be right? 100 years on, a millennium? It's revealing that the new IOC chief, Thomas Bach, who so quickly advanced the memorial project, is a German, he of the nation where the men were killed. And too, Bach had been a fencer, who had known one of the Israelis as a fellow Olympian. Andre Spitzer was a fencing coach, and it is his widow, Anki, who more than anyone else would not let the idea of a memorial fade. What a force she and another widow, Alana Romano, have been. In fact, I shall never forget Anki berating me when I repeated the widespread American thought that the game should have been canceled after the murders. "Well," she snapped at me, "isn't that just what the monsters would have wanted?" I was reminded of that when I heard that the latest carnage in France would not stop the Parisians from going out to cafes. So, thanks to the indefatigable two widows and an old athletic rival, the memorial is finally going up, there in proximity to the very place of horror. So, too, will a documentary film, Munich, 1972 and beyond, be released. The time, it seems, is right for us to remember and mourn anew, even as that evil that began in sport still bloodies so many other aspects of our culture, time and again.
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us most Wednesdays on the program. That program is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.